So good morning. My name is Heather McCauley. I'm a social epidemiologist and postdoctoral fellow in the Division of Adolescent Medicine at Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh of UPMC. And today I'm actually presenting on behalf of my colleague Maria Katrina Virata, who is currently on her honeymoon, so she's having a great time but sad she cannot join us today. So today I'll be speaking with you about a community-based evaluation of a coach-led violence prevention program, implementing a program evaluation toolkit. Before I begin, I have no financial relationships or conflicts of interest to disclose. My presentation today will discuss three things. First, discussing the development and piloting of the Coaching Boys into Men program evaluation toolkit. Second, explore how collaboration worked with local, national domestic violence organizations, school staff, and administration, and the research team to implement program evaluation tools. And finally, describe challenges with implementation of the program evaluation tools and next steps for continued quality improvement and adaptation. So what is Coaching Boys into Men? Coaching Boys into Men is a coach-delivered bystander intervention violence prevention program designed to be delivered by coaches to middle and high school youth in the sports system. The program was originally developed by Futures Without Violence and the White Institute for Violence Prevention. We initially piloted it in Iowa and then conducted a 16-school cluster randomized trial testing the program. And the program is intended to alter gender norms that foster teen dating violence and sexual violence perpetration, promote positive bystander intervention, so that means teaching boys to recognize abusive behavior when they see it amongst their peers and stepping in to stop it, and then finally reducing teen dating violence and sexual violence perpetration. So as I mentioned, we tested this in a cluster randomized trial. We surveyed athletes at baseline, 3 months, and 1 year follow-up. And at 3 months, basically right after the program, we found improvements in intentions to intervene and positive bystander behavior among the athletes. At 1 year, we found reductions in abuse perpetration among the athletes in the intervention arm compared to control arm, and reductions of negative bystander intervention, which means basically laughing or going along with negative or disrespectful behaviors when they see their peers perpetrating it. So now that we have this great evidence-based program, the challenge is how do we disseminate the program? How do we find partners who have the capacity and are interested in implementing the program in their local community? And how do we make program evaluation easy and user-friendly? I think the program evaluation piece is the piece that most program implementers are most stressed about. So how do we make it easy and user-friendly for those doing program? To assist that, we developed an evaluation toolkit. So again, this was really developed by my colleague, Ms. Virata. And the toolkit we're interested in designing evaluation tools to be used by programs in local settings, assist community partners and stakeholders to self-administer an evaluation of program impact on coaches and athletes, and then provide tools to report on the effectiveness of the program locally. The evaluation toolkit, and I have one copy of the toolkit up here if you're interested in taking a look, and all materials are available on the Futures Without Violence website, and also specifically coachescorner.org. So the toolkit itself includes guidelines for survey administration, guidelines for data entry and analysis, surveys, codebooks, and Excel analysis. The Excel analysis tool is the only tool that's not available online. If you're interested in doing the program, you reach out to Futures and say that you're doing CBIM, and they will release the Excel part to you. So what does this look like? Again, you can take a look at this for yourself at the end of the session. This was the guidelines for evaluation and guidelines for data entry and analysis were really the most important part of the development of this toolkit. And the task was really articulating clearly every single step in an evaluation. I think those of us who are trained in evaluation become second nature. And so it was a challenge to remember every single step and make sure we articulated it clearly, from becoming familiar with the materials of the program to how you talk to coaches, how you talk to athletes, and how you talk to parents about the CBIM program. There are 6 survey types included in the toolkit. The first 4 come as a set, so the preseason survey for coaches and athletes. the postseason survey for coaches and athletes. So for those who are able to do a pre-post design, those surveys are for you. And the end of the season survey is a retrospective survey to be used when a pre-season survey was not possible. And that's available for both coaches and athletes. The coaches' survey includes items that measure self-efficacy to talk to athletes about disrespectful behavior, actual bystander intervention with their athletes. It measures how often and frequently coaches talk to their athletes about program materials. The athlete survey includes items such as intentions to intervene. So it's more of a hypothetical if you saw your buddy perpetrating X, Y, or Z, how likely would you be to step in and stop it? Actual bystander intervention, so we ask whether they witnessed particular abusive behavior and how likely they'd be to step in. In our cluster randomized trial, we also asked about gender attitudes. And those items, which I recently published in the American Journal of Public Health, if you're interested in learning a little bit more about those items, those are still in a little bit more of development, and we're doing additional work around the formation, or the basically, we're doing development around the gender attitudes item, so we did not include those in the evaluation toolkit. Here's an example of what the code book looks like. To be really clear about how you code each athlete and coach's response. And then the Excel analysis tool, Katrina did a really nice job. So the Excel analysis tool will calculate means, frequencies, kind of the basic analysis that you would need to put into some sort of grant application. This is exciting because it means that you don't necessarily have to have a staff member with high levels of statistical training to do this piece. And so again, this is available if you reach out to Futures and say that you're doing the CBIM program. So our purpose was to develop an easy-to-use evaluation tool to accompany evidence-based programs that have the potential to enhance local implementation of programs. So we have several collaborations, and the one I'll be talking to you about today is our collaboration in Texas. So basically, the CBIM program, after we published the results of our cluster randomized trial, received attention from the Dallas Cowboys, and they were really excited about the program. And they were working with local high schools in Texas, and we had athletic directors reach out to us and say that they would like to do the program. So we worked with local area high schools in Texas, and this is really critical, partnering with domestic violence agencies in the communities where you're doing the local adaptation. So Denton County Friends of the Family is the local domestic violence agency, and Texas Council on Family Violence was the statewide agency that we partnered with to do this work. And this collaboration is really critical because particularly the local domestic violence agency does a lot of work with the schools, spends time in the schools, and is a resource for coaches who are implementing the program, but they're not necessarily the experts in domestic violence, so that's why we partner with the experts. And then our national partners, again, Futures Without Violence, and then Division of Adolescent Medicine at Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh, the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. And we really designed this, though, so that UPMC, we can step back and allow, we don't have to do the kind of the TA of the evaluation anymore. We're really empowering programs to do the evaluation on their own. There were several challenges piloting this toolkit in our experiences in Texas. The first was solidifying partnerships among school administrators with the local and national domestic violence organizations. We really relied, or the local DV organizations really relied on the athletic director in this case to be the messenger to coaches, to athletes, and to parents about the program. And that communication didn't really happen on the part of the athletic director. And so it's difficult to do good evaluation if you're struggling on program implementation side. So we really worked on developing clear communication and expectations for program delivery and implementation of the evaluation tools. I think if you're in this room, you're interested in violence prevention, and this won't be surprising to you, but when you're working within different school environments and policies related to providing sexual violence prevention programs to students, you bump up against various policies and ideas about how we talk about violence in schools. And if you can't talk about sex in schools, they have a hard time talking about sexual violence, which is really interesting and challenging. And so I think that was a pushback that we got on some of our measures where we ask about sexual violence. And talking about sexual violence in general in, throughout the course of the program was difficult for some of our partners. And then something I hear from a lot of organizations who do program implementation, it's a challenge maintaining staff and resources to continue to support follow-up with the coaches and athletes because it does require regular communication with coaches and athletes and spending a lot of time in the schools and doing that relationship building. So we have several ongoing adaptations. And so in Texas, the other really interesting feedback we got from this program for the evaluation toolkit was that they needed an online format for survey administration, and they asked us to add additional sports categories of the surveys. In California, we pilot tested this, and there was a need for language translation of instruments, specifically into Spanish, and they asked for development of additional measures that targeted behavior problems occurring at the school. And so that, in those cases, we were happy to add whatever measures they were interested in adding, but we asked them not to take survey items away so that we could still compare their results to schools in other regions. And then finally, in Pennsylvania, we're doing an adaptation. We're testing this actually in the community. So it's a YMCA community-based adaptation where coaches, so basically targeting youth who may not be participating in school-based athletic programs or who may not be in school but are still participating in local community sports, which is really big in southwestern Pennsylvania where I come from. So again, all of the Coaching Boys Into Men material is available at coachescorner.org. I do have one coach's kit, which is the actual program materials that we give to coaches when we start the program. And it has kind of, you can see what the curriculum looks like, and then I have the toolkit if you're interested in taking a look.